Chuck, this kind of came out of the blue. The last we heard, Senator Baucus couldn't wait to get home to Montana, and here he is headed to Beijing instead of Bozeman.
Last April, Senator Baucus surprised the state and national political community by saying he was leaving the Senate seat and wanted to go back to Bozeman. I think one of his quotes was, he didn't want to die with his boots on. There is life after politics. And then, boom, 7 months later, 8 months later, he's talking about going to China and is going to China if he's confirmed. What happened? Well, we had actually got wind that this was in the works and could get no confirmation. And now some of the national press, particularly politicals, coming out with reports that this was kind of engineered by the Obama administration, Joe Biden, Jim Messina, former chief of staff to Baucus, and it's starting to look more and more like it was a kind of a deal to give Baucus this plum appointment, and he could kind of follow his political idol mentor, Mike Mansfield, who became the ambassador to Japan after he finished his service in the Senate. So anyway, a big shock, both in the national political world and certainly in the state of Montana.
Mike, certainly Senator Baucus has some expertise in the area. He's been to China, I think, 8 times, and he has fostered several trade delegations. I know he's brought a fair number of Chinese business people to Montana, for example.
Yeah, he probably brings a fair amount of experience, more than other people who've been ambassador to China. We were talking to a reporter we know who works in China who told us that Baucus, in her words, is that he won't be as easy to roll as maybe some of the other ambassadors have been in the past. And I don't know if that's maybe a little bit of an overstatement, but still, Baucus has some chops. He's been chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, which is very much involved in trade issues over the years. And so you're getting someone who, as you said, has been there numerous times along with staff. And so he knows the landscape better than a lot of senators would.
And there probably are industries in Montana that are extremely excited about this, and I'm thinking particularly of coal and agriculture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Grain growers, beef, coal, all big opportunities for export to China in the future.
Chuck, this has repercussions in the Senate race in Montana, of course, since Governor Steve Bullock will appoint a replacement to fill out whatever is going to remain of Baucus's term in 2014. And conventional wisdom says he would pick his lieutenant governor, John Walsh, who wants the seat anyway.
Yeah, a lot of speculation is occurring that this would give Walsh a big boost in his campaign to win the seat because he would have Senate experience. He would run as an incumbent. He certainly would give him exposure to fundraising opportunities in Washington. On the other hand, he couldn't run as an outsider. And we're talking at a time when the job approval rating for Congress is something under 10%. So it has its pluses and minuses for sure.
And his presumed opponent would be the Republican Steve Daines, who is in Congress in the House. And it would be hard to run against him as an outsider if he's in the Senate, Mr. Walsh, that is.
That's right. And early polls have shown Daines with a pretty good lead over the Democrats looking to run for the Senate. So this might give Walsh a boost if he were picked. On the other hand, he probably loses some of his advantages running as an outsider. So I don't know.
Well, Mike, if Governor Bullock doesn't pick Mr. Walsh, a lot of other names have surfaced, and they're familiar names. Two of them are Pat and Carol Williams, former Congressman Pat Williams and state legislator Carol Williams.
I think it's more interesting just who is suggesting these names. You note that it's coming primarily from John Walsh's opponents in the Democratic primary and Republicans in Montana. So they're the ones saying, oh, well, we don't have to appoint Walsh. We can appoint someone else who'd do a much better job. And of course, what they're thinking is we don't want to appoint Walsh because then he's got one up on us. So I think that these suggestions mostly self-interested suggestions from people, and we'll see what Bullock does. I think it comes down to, it comes down to what the powers that be may want Steve Bullock to do. And I mean the president and the Senate Majority Leader in Washington, D.C., other people who are interested in keeping this a Democratic seat. But on the other hand, I think that Governor Bullock is certainly going to be thinking about how it's going to look with the public. Is this going to look like an inside deal where he appoints one of his buddies to give him a leg up in the Senate race? Or does he maybe want to be more independent? And maybe they might consider that there could be a backlash and let's let Walsh just fight it out with Steve Daines and everybody else, just like he would have to if this hadn't happened.
Mm-hmm. And Chuck, you mentioned Jim Messina earlier as having been perhaps instrumental in Senator Baucus getting the nomination to China. And his name, in national stories anyway, came up as a possibility for someone that Governor Bullock might appoint to the Senate seat to kind of be a placeholder for Lieutenant Governor Walsh if he were to win the election in 2014.
That's what The Hill reported yesterday. We tried to reach Jim Messina without success. I'd be very surprised if that would happen, but you never know. If Governor Bullock is looking at a placeholder, there are a lot of potential people he could put. And, you know, we're not getting any comment basically from the governor or lieutenant governor's office, so we have no idea what's going on in his thinking. It is interesting, though, to look at John Walsh, who a year ago was the adjutant general for the state, and then Steve Bullock picked him as his running mate. And you know, kind of emerged from being totally apolitical, really, into a leading politician almost overnight in 6 months. So it's been pretty interesting to watch. And Walsh, we have no idea what's going on with Walsh. We're not getting any calls back from them either. So it is interesting to look at his trajectory, and really since 2012.
And, of course, while all this is going on, former Governor Brian Schweitzer has been touring Iowa and getting some national buzz about whether he's going to be a presidential candidate in 2016. But you do have to wonder what he thinks about all these developments in the U.S. Senate race, a race that many people thought was his and he chose not to enter.
You know, there was speculation among some that, oh, gee, maybe Brian Schweitzer would be appointed by Steve Bullock. I think the chances of that are like less than zero.
And, I would agree with that.
And also there was a story today, I think Politico actually talked to Schweitzer today and kind of gave the reporter the brush off, saying, I support whatever Steve Bullock does. And that's about all he said. I think that he's not really involved in this conversation about who's going to be the next senator in the state at this point. And it looks like he's more interested in looking at bigger things.
It strikes me that 2013 is an off-election year. Those years are usually supposed to be, and usually are, pretty boring politically. But this has been the most interesting off-election year I think I've ever covered with all these developments. It's been kind of fun.
Yeah, we were just talking about it the other day and thinking, oh, after 2012, which was just an insane political year, we're thinking, 2013, nice little break. And 2014, you know, we got nothing. We got maybe a House race and a couple of boring initiatives, and that's it. But here we are, another national profile Senate race with all these machinations, and then an open House race in the state once again. Yeah, it's going to be another banner year for politics in Montana.
Here's another twist too, Sally. Steve Bullock will be appointing a U.S. senator. If he picks John Walsh, he will be appointing a new lieutenant governor. He will be appointing a new Supreme Court justice to succeed Brian Morris, who just got appointed and sworn in as a federal judge, and a new district judge in Billings. So all of a sudden, he's got 3-4 major appointments coming down the road.
Lots of dominoes that are going to fall as a result of this nomination of Senator Baucus to be the next ambassador to China, that's for sure. Well, Chuck and Mike, thanks so much. It's fun always to parse these kind of developments with you two, and I have been speaking with Chuck Johnson, Capital Bureau Chief for Lee Newspapers, and Lee Newspaper reporter Mike Dennison. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, Sally.
We'll talk again soon.